In this world we live in, there's runners and there's fighters. All your fists is on fighter, and I know one when I see one.
Hey, thanks for checking out the podcast. It's Scotty, the 4-Step Program. I like checking in with people that are doing cool things in the community all the time. And this is a really cool program that I think just sends kids to a new level of thinking on a daily basis. It's called Youth Entrepreneur. So it's a curriculum that's shared all over the country and now is here in a bunch of Chicago area schools. I'm going to talk with Stephanie, who is a counselor.
My name is Stephanie Moore, and I'm a high school counselor here at Sullivan High School.
The program is so special because it bridges the gap between textbook learning and practical application, right? So there's all those things that we go through school and we're like, I'm never going to use this. And my perception of what this did changes about halfway through the conversation, because I really did think that those were two separate things, was the textbook learning and then maybe those street skills or those practical skills that we actually use in life. But the program shows you how you actually can take those skills that you go, I'm never going to use this, and says, well, actually, here's how you would use this in a business sense. Stephanie talks about some really interesting things, not just about what the program does, but in this world where entrepreneurship is cool and people think they can make a lot of money, the other skills that come along with it that they teach the kids, and how teachers are actually being more innovative within the classroom because of the YE program. Ultimately, it sets the high school student up for success in life and in the workspace, so you can get a successful student story. And the program also teaches students principal entrepreneurship. There's economic concepts and how to create value for others. Super cool program that I wish I had in high school. So let's get into it. Hi, Stephanie. How are you doing?
I'm fine. And yourself?
I'm doing well. I'm excited to talk to you. This is such a cool program. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the program?
Okay. So this is my first year in the program. YE is a program that supports students and educators in teaching the kids about the entrepreneurial spirit, but not just about being your own business owner or anything like that, but more importantly, bringing value, teaching the kids about bringing value, not just to themselves, but to the classroom, through these great activities that we use. And it really aligns with Sullivan High School as well, and what we're trying to do here for kids.
As far as an entrepreneur, yeah. you know, on paper, it's about starting a business and doing your own thing. But entrepreneurs right. also... It's also a mindset, and it's a
exactly.
Some people say you're born with a certain skill set or a certain, I don't know, grit to have to be an entrepreneur. So what kind of things are you message along those lines is taught with the kids?
So for an example, like in the mornings when the kids come to class, you give them, we have these YE books, and as they're entering the class and they come in on time, right? Like you want to let them know that you appreciate them being on time, you know?
Right.
It's a learned good habit. And so as they're entering, I'm saying, you know, thank you for adding value by being on time. So they know it's just not about getting a buck, but it's about being appreciated for being a contributing member of the classroom, right? And that they have something to contribute. And by being there on time helps us get started on the right foot.
I love that you use the term adding value, because that's I hope that's what's
right.
being taught as well, because when you know, kids are learning to start their own business or why they want to become an entrepreneur, it's ultimately what are they adding to people? Like what value do they add to this world, mm-hmm. to people? And if they start out with that mindset of like even just showing up to class, you're like, thanks for being on time. That, you know, adding value just to this classroom, that's off to a really good start.
Yeah. And then like Sullivan High School has these grad competencies. Like when a kid leaves Sullivan, of course, you want them to be academically ready for post-secondary adventures, whatever they want to do. But also, are they culturally aware? Mm. Are they empathetic? Are they growth focused? Are they resilient? Are they effective communicators? Are they responsible? Do they think critically? And most importantly, are they self-advocates? Do they believe in themselves and what they can contribute? And then YE has the same kind of competencies, like being principled, being responsible, you know, that whole thing about being on time, right?
Yeah.
Creating opportunities, having knowledge, passion, you know. My favorite YE value is win-win focus, right? It's not just about me winning, but am I giving while I'm winning? Right? Huh. Like, we can all be winners in the classroom, not just me because I know all the answers, or not just me because I got the cool project, but me because I helped my neighbor, right? And so we both win.
I love that. So it's a curriculum. I mean, how many times do you go through school and you go through all the things that you're like, okay, I learned this that I will never use in my life ever.
Exactly.
And even as technology goes up, there's different skills, there's different things to learn. But even some of those, when am I going to use any of this stuff? And now I feel like the UHA guys have a curriculum that really bridges that gap between the textbook learning and then what is actually practical to life and those life skills.
Yeah, because like, for example, I grew up on the west side of Chicago as a student in Chicago public schools, and we didn't learn any of this stuff.
Right.
Like, and as you went on and go to high school and then you go to college, and, you know, that's when you start to pick up these skills. Or if you have an outside job, that's when you learn, you know, responsibility, teamwork, and all of that kind of stuff. So imagine having the opportunity to have that while you're in high school, right? Like, while you're learning who you are, you're picking up these values, like you said, that will serve you throughout your lifetime.
Right. Well, and being an entrepreneur now, we're at a time where being an entrepreneur is cool, right? Like, everybody wants to do it. They think they can start a business, or they think they can make a millions of dollars because I'm an entrepreneur, or I don't have to, you know, have a job because I'm an entrepreneur. But ultimately, what you guys seem like you're teaching are more the life skills than necessarily the business skills, which I'm sure they're. Do you guys do the business, like hardcore dive into the business skills as well?
Oh, absolutely. So, so my group, I have staff group, and so I'm digging deep into the core values and not focusing as much on, you know, owning a business and making a profit and doing the business plans. That's the juniors and the seniors, like, they're doing that.
Right. Okay.
And by this being Sullivan's first year, we have students at, we only start in September, we started with sophomores and seniors. And then we got a new teacher midway, and he was like, oh, I want to do the YE. I want to do YE program as well, because I keep hearing the kids talk about it.
Right.
So then we started incorporating the juniors. And so the juniors and seniors are mostly focused on those business plans, those spreadsheets and all of that kind of stuff. With my group, we're mostly focused on that entrepreneurial mindset, like you were talking about, even though the other kids, they get it as well,
right,
the YE principles. But I want to spend a lot of time so that next year when they get to the junior and senior year, they will be incorporating these values as opposed to learning them. They'll be actually using them.
How do you install the idea of what kind of work really goes into starting your own business and being an entrepreneur? Because it does. It takes true grit. It takes thick skin. It takes being able to hear the word no a lot. And it takes, you know, being okay with failing over and over and over. So how do you guys install some of those? Because those are hard things to deal with as a kid, as especially a teenager. You're just figuring out yourself as it is.
Exactly. Right. And so one of the principles is like sound judgment, right? Like, so for an example, I mentioned earlier how the kids get these YE books, right, for participating, for being on time, for being, you know, helping out in the classroom, for volunteering first, and all that kind of stuff. Well, then we have auctions, right? And so with those auctions, the kids, you know, bid on certain things, and we tell them right up front, like, if you don't have the money, then you can't bid. So you have to be principled and really listening and thinking about, you know, what you want to spend your money on. Do you want to do these chips that started out at $10? Or do you want this shirt? Or do you want this water bottle? And if you spend your money, how is that going to affect you when you get ready for round two bidding? And if you spend all the money, like you were saying before, if you don't have any money left, then how can you bid, right? Like, so if you put all your money in one basket, when that's gone, then what do you do?
It's all those budgeting skills that you really don't learn as a in you know regular classes. You get out of school and you don't know how to save for your future. You don't know how to save for step two exactly. or step three, right? And you're making all kinds of decisions based upon your bright shiny things in the moment. Most, or maybe that's just me. I don't know, but that's how I did feel. Yeah.
Yeah, because like for example, I had one student. He was actually a junior, and by me being the academy leader for the business, because we actually have a business program that we're actually using some of the YE curriculum inside of.
Okay.
To enhance, rather, I should say. And so one of the students, his idea was to open up a athletic arena and have different sports teams within Chicago come and use his arena. So I'm like, okay, so where are you going to have this place? You know, how much are you going to charge?
Did you take in property taxes? Yeah.
Yeah.
Things you don't think about.
Right.
Right.
You know, and the more I asked him, he was like, Miss Moore, like, where are you getting all this from? I'm like, yeah, you got to think about all those things. Right.
Right.
And so it's opening their eyes up. It's not just what you're passionate about, but you gotta have some knowledge.
Yeah, great ideas without strategy will definitely lead you in the wrong direction.
I know that's right.
Programs implemented into the high schools, like is that an elective they can take? How do kids get into the program?
I was really floored by the number of ways that YE allows schools and community organizations to use their curriculum. For an example, you can do it as an after-school program, which is what I initially thought I was going to be doing it after school as a after-school program. But then one of our teachers got a promotion, and so I was filling in for her class. And so I started with YE with a sophomore group, like I was saying earlier. And then the teachers, no matter what subject you teach here in the school system, you can actually teach YE. So, for
really?
An example,
yeah.
So like our medical teacher, she teaches the kids how to earn their CNA, certified nursing assistant, when they finish her program, or they can be a phlebotomist, or they can be a pharmacy technician in the medical program. But she heard about YE, and she's asking me now, how can she do that in her program, you know, do the YE curriculum in her program? Because let's face it, if you are going to be a doctor, you might go into private practice, you need these skills.
Right. Yeah, well, you know, the truth is, if you want wealth, you got to own something, in this world, right?
That's right.
Okay, so that makes a lot of sense. How does it implement, like, let's say you're a high school science teacher, right? How would they implement the YE curriculum?
All of these YE principles, right, like knowledge, opportunity, responsibility, passion. So if I'm a science teacher, right, like I can look at how disproportionate in some neighborhoods, right, like how science is used, taking soil samples, for an example, and testing it and see how much lead is in it and all of that, and actually what kind of companies could help with this environmental science, right?
Like, interesting.
It doesn't matter what your content area is.
Wow.
These values can actually be used. And I'm going to tell you something else about the YE program that I really kind of, this is my 30th year with Chicago Public Schools. Going to Detroit this week, last summer, really re-energized me because I was feeling, the grind, right?
Sure.
And then taking these trips throughout Detroit, seeing how Detroit has transformed its community to be vibrant again, made me start thinking about, you know, how my role here at Sullivan High School is changed and how, you know, I can be a change agent, you know, while I'm here. With all of that said, coming into the class, they automatically set you up with a business, an educator business account on Amazon. Like, that is huge. Like, as a teacher, you don't have to go through 15 different processes to get some paper or something,
right.
You know. You can just go on the Amazon account, order what you need to do your project for the day, and it's done.
Well, imagine so, that, giving teachers the resources they need to be their best. Imagine that concept, you know?
Imagine that concept. Yeah. Imagine that concept.
I love that.
And yeah, so something that simple is huge, actually.
I said it earlier, and my whole perception of it, even what I said myself, has changed of how, you know, the bridging the gap between not just textbook learning, but also those practical skills that you need. But it's not, you know, in my head, even as I said that and as we started talking, they were two separate things. And now as you mm-hmm. go, you're actually taking the things that we've gone and learned for years, like, oh, I had this science class, why do I need to know this, or this math, I'll never right. have to use this. And right. now you're taking and going, actually, here's how you can use it. And there's an answer exactly. for it. And so and mm-hmm. even if you're just a smart ass kid going, I'm never going to have to use this, you'd be like, well, actually, you can in mm-hmm. these ways. And that, I think that is so valuable. I love that. What have you seen come out of this? What kind of businesses have these kids made?
So far, like I said,
off the top of the head,
most of the juniors and seniors are creating like apps for like homework and if you absent and need a teacher or whatever. One kid asked if he could do some kind of a lounge where you can go and smoke. And I'm like, I don't think we want to talk about that right now.
Right, yeah. Let's remember it's also still high school.
It's still high school, and it's also still
like a hookah study lounge?
Yeah. No, I don't think we could do that. One student wanted to design T-shirts, you know, the right. school buys a lot of T-shirts for various clubs and activities. So one student is really like, I really want to brand Sullivan gear, and actually he's working on it, and the principal has agreed to buy some of his T-shirts for our incoming freshman group for next year. How powerful is that to see somebody walking, or not somebody, a whole group of freshmen walking around with your design on their shirt?
Yeah, that's you know, because it's not only really about the ideas at this point. It's about learning those skills, because the ideas are going to come and go, and you're going to have no's and yeses, but to have the skills Absolutely. To continue on. So I love that. This one student's idea is going to see a little bit of positive reaction from it. And that always helps. That always gives you that shot of excitement that moves you on to next. But more importantly, I think the kids that don't necessarily have the ideas quite yet, they have mm-hmm. skills that are so much more valuable than the current ideas.
That's right. And I didn't know that YE also allowed non-for-profit to have a YE program. So nonprofits can do it as well. I didn't know. I thought it was only schools. And then I was at a meeting and it was a non-for-profit there. And I was like, oh, this is really, really awesome.
Yeah, that's amazing. What a cool and do you know how many students in Chicagoland are involved in the YE program, or how many schools are implementing the YE curriculum?
I'm in a group that sometimes goes to the meetings. And so I think we have like now 21 educators and almost like 550 students.
Wow.
In the Chicago area. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what percentage of that are in different demographic areas? Is this kind of program reaching like lower income areas?
So I think the goal initially was to just strictly use that demographic, right?
Okay.
Like to bring access and equity to students who didn't have the opportunity. So I think right now 90% of the students are of low income, and about 85% of those are minority students.
I love that, because that's how you break this cycle, right? Because there's so many right. kids growing up that see the change that needs to be done, but might not have
Absolutely.
The resources to figure out how the change is, right? If you're on the outside, you may not know the exact change that has to happen. But now that if you're on the inside, you lived it, you grew up in it, you're living it currently.
Right.
And now these kids
right.
will have that inspiration to come up with those ideas, but then actually know how to put them into effect and apply them. That's so special.
Yeah, that whole Gandhi saying, you know, you have to be the change you wish to see in the world.
Yeah.
I so love that quote. And then more importantly, thinking about the possibilities, right?
Yes. Yes.
Like, where are these kids going to be 5, 10 years from now?
So,
as opposed to most kids who don't get this opportunity don't even think about it.
Right.
You know, because they face, especially in Chicago, faced with so much violence and all kinds of stuff. Like, this is a legit way to learn these skills, not only soft skills, but values that you can take for the rest of your life.
Yeah. And especially in Chicago, where there are kids in situations and environments that they see all the violence and the struggle and the crime, and now they can see the other side because the city has so much opportunity as well. But they're not exposed to it until now, and that's because of the YE program. That's amazing. Thank you so much.
Yes. No, thank you.
Again, thanks for checking out the podcast. Make sure you hit me on all my socials so we can hang out, be cool, be friends, be whatever the internet calls friends nowadays. @ScottyK on air across all social medias, and that includes TikTok now.